Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again. This is your host, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. We're here as well as with you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We are always here to welcome you to the Doctrine of Truth, our desire to bring the grassroots truth, amen, at the grassroots level. All listeners who call in and share their biblical experiences so that we can grow thereby. The subject is, we're always discussing, amen, what is the gospel message? What is the gospel message? Father, we thank you. Oh God, you say where two or three come together in your name, and there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your written word. We thank you for, oh God, your vocal words, oh God, and we thank you for your presence. We know that you're all-knowing, all-seeing, you're everywhere, you're all-powerful, and we give you the glory for all the message and all the messengers and all the, oh God, all the hearers as we go forth in this study with the Holy Spirit leading and guide us to all truth. And Lord, we praise you. And we rebuke Satan's hand, whatever he desires to do against your people. Oh, Lord, we rebuke him now in heaven and in earth. Oh, God, that we loose his hold on all the health. God, loose his hold, oh, God, all discouraging spirits and jealous spirits. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And, Lord, we give you the praise and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Well, welcome again to Dr. Truth, and I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you. And we're all here, amen, and how we work as those that are here for the first time, and you're listening maybe through computer-wise or on the phone as you're traveling. Amen. You can go to our website in www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you'll find us there. You can click on media. Amen. You'll find, if you like us on Facebook, Ustream. And you can go to the bottom of the page as well and click on donation if you like to help and support the spreading of the gospel. Amen. And we're always thankful for your letters, your emails, amen, as your comments, because we know it had to be, amen, God for you and you, amen, to come into the studio and share your biblical experiences, amen, and to let them know that God still lives. He still lives. We're going to go to two or three different chapters, and you always express, amen, that you, when you out searching, amen, if you don't have a Bible, buy a Bible, and if you're just first time seeking God, you can start off with one of the best known all over the world, the King James Bible. Then you can go to the Amplified Bible, the New American Standard, the New International Bible, the Amplified Bible, amen, and you'll find that these Bibles, and along with the Concordance Bible Dictionary, amen, and you'll find, amen, they will lead you closer they can with the true interpretation and translation, but also you pray and ask the Holy Spirit, because he's the author of these scriptures. And when you begin to pray and accept Christ, he'll illuminate your mind and open up your understanding. And you begin to see the Bible in a whole different manner, amen, that you never saw it before when you accept Christ. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. We're going to go to 1 John. And we're going to go to a couple of direction here concerning the gospel, concerning the gospel message. Amen. And we want to take some slow, because the message itself is very important, the message. And let's back up a little bit and look at Romans. We want to work from Romans into 1 John. We want for Romans for the message that God gave for his people, amen, to accept him. We have to accept him. And God, he recognized our will, and he recognized our opinion. He given us the option to accept him, amen, to choose, the power to choose, amen, to choose him or not. And it seems as though it should be, oh, God, we know you real, we know you there, amen, and we're going to walk right on in anyway. But no, it seems to be, amen, all other messages, there are other alternative people are throwing out there. But the truth will find its way. The truth always will find its way. And we want to go to give you some background of the message about Jesus Christ. The background messages, amen, it's kind of like the blueprint, amen. When you begin to build a house and you find the blueprint and begin to work, architect work, then you finish the product and you say, oh, yeah, this is a great house here. But the little nuts and bolts and the drawing and the measurements was being taken place. Amen. So here we go. Amen. We were looking from the book of Romans, Paul, Apostle Paul, amen, writing. And we're going to take from chapter the scripture here, Romans 1 and 16. Say, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. Amen. Therefore, it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Paul is writing, he said, it's the power of God. Amen. It is the power of God. Amen. The good news. It is the power of God, amen, unto salvation. Now we're going to go into, amen, the sixth chapter, amen, and we're following here, amen, what they call the Roman road, and we're working back and forth, amen, and we find that, amen, it says, in the book of Romans, and we find, say, in the 10th verse, it says, for it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seek after God. Amen. There's no one. There's no one. Amen. Paul is saying in Romans, amen, 3, and the 10th verse, it says, none is righteous. No, not one. There's nobody. There's nobody out there really is seeking after God. Amen. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Amen. We're talking about Romans 3rd chapter, the 10th verse, 14th, and the 15th verse. Amen. He says, none righteous, none righteous. Amen. So the 28th verse, therefore we concluded that the man is justified by faith and without the deeds of the law. Amen. So if a person come to Christ, amen, he has to understand that no one is righteous in God's eyesight. We all are sinners. We all have sinned. The Bible says we all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. Amen. Paul has said again, amen, in the sixth chapter of Romans, he said, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. But he that is dead is free from sin. That was Romans 6 in the 6th verse of the 6th chapter. And the 12th verse says that let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Amen. We have to understand that it's, amen, there is none righteous, no, not one. Amen. That our bodies, amen, is sinful. Amen. And we understand that God died for us. And therefore, amen, unless we understand and know what's right from wrong, amen, we must live. Amen. Excuse me. We must live in that law, but Jesus came to deliver us from the law of sin and death. Let me go to Romans 10, and we find here, it says, if you confess, in the 9th verse, if you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So you have to understand, all of us, amen, we was born in sin, and we were shaped in iniquity. Amen. In Romans 6:23 say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. So here we have it. Amen. God honors your confession. He honors your choosing. He honors, amen, the lifestyle that you have, but you must have to confess. Amen. Once you learn that Jesus Christ, amen, love you more than ever. And looking at the 1 John, the 5th chapter, 1 John, the 5th chapter, says, whosoever believe that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten, loveth him also that begotten of him. Amen. And he said, by this we know that we love the children of God when we keep his commandments. But this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. His commandments is not grievous. It's not painful. Amen. God, gospel, and God, way of life is not painful. Amen. Jesus spoke one time, and he's told in St. John 14, he said, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And it's very important, the messages that goes out throughout the land, all over the world, pertaining to salvation in God's world, amen, that is Jesus Christ. He is the one. Jesus Christ is the one. He is the one that created the world. He is the one, amen, that died for the world, and very well known, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, that's part of the nuts and bolts, and here's the part that I think many times the world overlooked, or maybe it was neglected in the message. It was neglected in the message about Christ, is Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's talking about Jesus. It's a prophecy of the Messiah. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that are mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. All right? Jesus do more, amen. He does more, amen. Isaiah 53 also is very familiar, amen. He goes through and he talks about, amen, what God does and what the cross is about, amen. The cross, amen, is the sacrifice that he made for all mankind, for all those that are listening, for all those, amen, that hear about Christ, amen. But somewhere, somehow, and that's where we are, amen, in this study, amen. What is missing in the message today? You know, there are many messages out there concerning the gospel, amen, the good news about Christ, the good news about Christ. And God recognized and he respect our choices. And life is about choices. You can choose, amen, how you want to live. If you decide that you want to be rich, amen, in this world, people go against every rule and regulation sometimes, amen, to have the wealth of the world. And some have chosen, amen, to live against the laws of this world because maybe not of their own. They've been forced into lawlessness, amen, after they have heard about it. But maybe the lifestyle, everybody's born in sin, but after they come out, hear the message about Christ, will heal them, love them, because of the choices. Sin has brought a bitter, amen, a bitter lifestyle. Because Proverbs say the way the wages, Proverbs say that the way of a transgressor is a hard life, and people want to get out of being in a hard life, amen. They want to get out of a worrisome life, a bitter life, and they want another avenue. When they hear the gospel, when they hear the word of God, amen. And God said, "Well, whosoever will, let him come." You got a choice. You can choose. You can choose to live. You can choose to live sick. You can choose to live poor. You can choose to live rich. You can choose to live happy. You can choose to live bitter. Amen. You have a choice. And you wake up in the morning, whatever choice you have, a way of you living, you're still living in it. You're going to live in it some type of way. You're going to live. And after the days of your living, amen, the choices that you made, and you come before God, amen, and you have heard the gospel message, supposedly, but you didn't choose it to follow that path, amen, then God himself began to let you know, amen, you did hear the path. So what we are trying to examine, amen, was the message properly given, was the message, amen. They have some, the day and time, the old maps is gone now when you're traveling. They have these different machines in their cars, amen, and you punch them in, put in your destination, and they will guide you into your route, amen. It'll guide you into the different ways where you're supposed to travel. And we're finding out, some are trying it out, that these machines and these compasses that's in these instruments, in these cars, are leading people the wrong way. They're leading them out. They're giving the right information, amen, but the machines that they're using is broken. So there's some errors. There's some errors going on. The same way applies. Now, when the message go out to people, and if it go out properly, the way according to the scripture, amen. We live in according to the scripture, amen. We have to preach and teach according to what the written word is, what the scripture says, amen. Because that is what God wants going to accept. Because God's word, he is, amen. He is the living word and the spoken word, amen. In the beginning was the word. So the word according to the scripture, amen. Jesus came in the book of last chapter, Luke, he said he came in, amen. According to the scripture, Jesus came to the world. According to the scriptures, he died for mankind. According to the written word of God, amen, he died. So then it's up to you. Then it's up to you and I to choose what path we want to take, what teaching we want to follow, amen, to have a better life and to have everlasting life. Everlasting life. So if the message has been going out in the world and something being missing, amen, this is what we want to talk about tonight, amen. Why is so many people decide to say, no, I don't want to follow that. I don't like this. I don't like that, amen. And I'd rather continue my way, amen. And right here, we're going to open up the lines now. We're going to go in the studio. Amen. I thank God for you and you and you and you, you and you and you and you. We thank God for the audience. Amen. They come in and support. Amen. This open line, and we're not about talking down anyone about their opinion, about their faith. But we're here. Amen. I believe God opened up this type of programming that you can express yourself. Amen. It might be some hurt, pain, or things that people have been going through, and they decided that church is not the way. But Jesus is the way, but Jesus set up an institution where we can all go. We can all go and sort out and talk it out. Amen. Listen to the word, shake each other's hand, hug one another, encourage one another. Amen. Say, listen, this world, amen, is not our home. But you're a more difficult person than you think you are. And when you come to Christ, God began to show you that you're a threefold person. You're body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Amen. You live in a body, but the spirit man come alive to the world. And you find out that if you don't feed the spirit man, the Bible, and spiritual things, amen, your natural man, what you learn from your birth, amen, that goes on in your soul and your thinking can cause you to war against each other. And Paul found that out in Romans 7. Paul said he found that when he desired to do good, evil is present. He found that what? Bad thinking is always present. When you try to follow what the spiritual God teaching says, amen. So we were always working to get us more spiritual food, more understanding about our new life. And that way, it'll dominate the old life. It'll dominate the old way. Amen. So that is a part of the gospel. When you come to Christ, you hear the message, and you accept his message, then you got to grow. You got to come into Christ. Amen, and follow the way of teaching. All right, we're going to go into it now. We're going to let to hear your point of view, amen, of whatever the gospel message is, or what it is, or what you think it is, and what you think it's not, and what you believe that it should be, amen. You can press those that have been following the program, amen. You know how we operate, but if those are coming in for the first time, amen, as you dial the phone number, amen, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816, and you push 1 on your phone. If you're still listening and you want to give an expression, a talk, a song, a poem, a comment, you can push 1 on your phone, Amen. And we'll announce your area code and your last four digits. We will not call your name. Amen. And you can come right in, give your expression, and remain on the phone. Our technician will just tap you out, and you can remain listening throughout the program. Amen. So if anyone at this point, amen, would like to make a comment, amen, concerning what you know, what you heard, how you feel that the church should produce or reproduce God's word as it is, what is missing, amen, what you feel that is missing in the messages, that the more people will accept this wonderful new life God had promised us. God has promised us a new life after we leave here. Amen. And while we walk in here, and while we are here, God can make it better for us. Amen. Because as we begin to pray and to talk to him, everything you say and pray go through heaven, and it comes back down here. Because if it wasn't so, how would God hear if everything is down here? He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. But when you become a child of God, everything he says, just like now, we're on the phone, amen, in the studio, amen, he hear and see everything you do, amen, because he's with you. But he will not overstep your will. He will not force you. That's what love is. That's what love really is. Love wants you to follow along. Love, amen, is greater than what you think it is. Amen. Love is strong. It's kind. Love is God. Love is God. God so loved the world. And you say, oh, wait a minute, Bishop. Now, wait a minute. God loved the world. You know what's going on in the world? Yes, we know what's going on in the world. According to the news reporter, they always bring the worst things. They never bring any good news. Or they find all the bad things in the world, amplify it. But there are some good things going on in the world. Amen. God still loves the good and the bad. He created it. He created all of us. All right, we're in the studio now. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about the love of God. We're talking about, amen, God's message and God's messengers and God's home. Amen. His son. Amen. You know, that's how love is. Love warns you. He's direct you. He wouldn't let you walk into anything and stumble yourself in darkness. Love always warning. Love is always up to date on things. Amen. Because love cares. Real love really care about you. Amen. Even in your bad condition. Even in a condition that no one else cares, love cares. Love cares. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. We're here. Amen. Those of you that want to follow up on different programming, amen, from that goes on, and Doctrine of Truth, and we have programming that went on all from January to now, actually about the last 2 or 3 years. And you can always go to our website first, www.jciministries.org. And you can click on Media, and you can follow us on Facebook, amen, on Ustreaming. We Ustream, amen, on Sunday mornings. Ustream the broadcast. And also you can go all the way down, amen, the website. You can click on donation if you desire to donate. Amen. The gospel, amen, of Christ is going out. We have a book that's been written. I've written the book, amen, The Life of a Minister. You'll find that in the Life of a Minister. Those of you can go to my website and you find The Life of a Minister. And you can go to www.BishopABPoolJr.com/vision. The book is called The Life of a Minister. And we have it in Creole, French, and English. Amen. www.BishopABPoolJr.com/vision. And you have the book there, The Life of a Minister. It's in Creole, French, and English. Amen. That you can be able to, those of you, you know, have friends that is in the ministry, or those that are just starting out, or you just want to know some information, amen, that can help you grow along the way. And that's what we're all about. That's what we're here on this broadcast, amen, as well as other broadcasts, amen, that we are here to help one another. Amen. I was helped greatly as I began to come up, was taught and still being taught, amen, how to preach the gospel, how to reach your hand out in love, to show the real love of God, to show people the real love of God through the messages. All right, we're back again, and we're always in the studio. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And those that would like to give a comment, you know, many are listening, amen, by their phone, on the website during the daytime and nighttime. Anytime you go, amen, on the internet, you're going to have someone you can listen to the broadcast. All right, we're going to area code 305. Last four digits is 4271. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, preacher.
God bless you, doctor. How you doing?
Okay, all right. I'm doing well. Thank God for life. And I'm enjoying the subject that you have there. You almost made me sit there and just listen, you know, especially when you start talking about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And as you spoke there, I thought about what God did, you know, that no man will perish, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on. That's what's going on with us today.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom used to say, "Son, it just come a time that you got to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the Lord, you got to speak up. He's dramatized so many times with his disciples." That he chose, many times he would have passed them by, but they cried out to him. And
mm-hmm.
I think this is
mm-hmm.
what the Lord is saying to us. You can be what you want to be, you see, but you got to
mm-hmm.
cry out to God, and he'll come to your rescue. And that's the purpose
mm-hmm.
that he sent the Savior. And I thought about something as you talked there. I never saw it like this. When Jesus was driven into the wilderness, that was one display for all mankind, especially those that would have come to him. You know, he was driven to be tempted with the devil. And this
mm-hmm.
is the thing. This is the thing. People, when we come in this world, we born in sin, and we are shaped by iniquity. We are shaped by our own means, cultures, or what have you. Sin multiplies; it grows, it gets sweeter and sweeter, and so much. That's what most of the money is all about today that are circulating. Sin,
mm-hmm.
but what Jesus
mm-hmm.
did, he demonstrated that regardless of who you are, when you come in this world, especially you start calling on God, you're going to be tried. And you're going to be tried in some tough ways. But then he said, you got to hold on and let the word of God have its place in your life. And that's what I thank God for, you know. It's in your hands. Whoever that's listening, it's your results, your destination is in your hands. And it's a fast moving world. A whole lot of knowledge is flowing, but still, all you got to do is call on Jesus. Lord knows His ear is not heavy that He can't hear you. And you call on Him, He will come to your rescue. And not just you take a repeat. You understand? He'll come and He'll enter in. He'll forgive you your sins. He'll fill you with joy. You'll be just like overnight you change, you see. And then he'll nurture you just like a mom nurtures a newborn babe. You understand what I'm saying? And he won't let you go. He won't let you go. He won't let you be deceived and destroyed. And then as you get so you want to need Him more. You want to be in His presence. People start talking to you, man, what you talking to yourself now, but you be talking to the Lord, you see. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm saying. The gospel, it is the power of God and the salvation. That's what we need today is power. Amen? Mm-hmm. And power to overcome. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's some professional tricksters. And they all are driven by the enemy. So that's what I was looking at, Bishop. It's a wonderful thing to be saved, I'm telling you. Because God has promised He'll see about you. And the great phenomenon is that He'll come to live in you. Isn't that so?
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And you will survive until the day today dawn you'll be called. That's what I was looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you as always. Amen. The man of God, we are like those salesmen, sailors say, well, we got the boat in the water, we're moving out now. Amen. We're moving on out. Amen. To those that are coming in, Amen. And I picked up always the Holy Spirit gave us insight and revelation as we all come together. Amen. On messages. Amen. And God give us the power under salvation. Amen. Power. Amen. God give us something. He just don't take away things and don't replace it. He does give us something. Amen. All right. We have another caller. Amen. 954-4227. God bless you. God bless you. 954.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, Bishop. And God bless you.
God bless you.
I was looking at this topic, what is the gospel? And it made me think about in the 16th chapter of Matthew when the Lord Jesus asked His disciples, who do you say I am? You know, and people were saying it was different people, but he asked his disciples, who do you say I am? And he said, bless you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed this to you. Simon had told him that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told him that flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, that my Father in heaven have revealed it. Now, and he said to Peter also that, now I say to you that upon this rock I will build my church. What he was making reference to there when he was talking about building the church on the rock was he was going to build the gospel on the revelation knowledge that the Lord had revealed to Peter about who he was. And this revelation knowledge is what we as believers, is the gospel for us that we live by. One of the things that as believers we must understand that we cannot live without revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge comes from the Lord. And it is the only way to live this life, because the enemy, being the prince of the airways, he's all about confusion and distraction. And if you're not receiving the revelation knowledge through the Holy Spirit, it's going to be hard for you to live this life here on this earth. You can't do it without the knowledge that comes from God. And so when you talk about what is the gospel basically is dependent upon the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what the Lord has for you. It is the inspiration that comes from the Lord that help you live this life, and without it, you won't stand a chance.
Mm-hmm. All right. We need that revelation knowledge. Amen. We need, because the Holy Spirit, He is the author. Amen. That understanding. Amen. Paul was saying, the Proverbs writing, amen, get wisdom, we get all our getting. Get understanding. Amen. Proverbs always speaks of, said, understanding brings strength. All the rain and bad weather that is coming upon the land now, many times you just need to have an umbrella. Amen. Or either stay in the house and turn the air conditioner on if you got it, the fan. And you can understand how to bypass things, and you know what it is. Amen. We know, understand that the message of God comes to bring us health, wealth, and strength. Amen. Isaiah 61, where Jesus was quoted by the Messiah. Isaiah was talking about the Messiah, and Jesus did. Jesus stood up in the book of Saint Luke, amen, and read the same thing, but we're going to read it from Isaiah. In the second verse of 61st chapter, he said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that moan. And Jesus said in St. John 14, he said, the Comforter will come. Amen. St. John, he said, I pray the Father, he sent a Comforter. So we have here, say, he would comfort all that moan. In the third verse, to appoint unto them that moan, to give unto them beauty for ashes. God exchanged things. He doesn't just take away, it don't leave you with nothing. Amen. The oil of joy for moaning, for the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness. Amen. God always exchange. Amen. And I find that sometimes I have to be aware of when we're telling people about Christ. Amen. God, he's a good businessman, but he's not a man, but he knows. He just don't leave you void. He just don't leave you empty. Amen. If God does clean up your life, he replaces it with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit begin to bring in fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, love, and kindness. Amen. But we have the ability to ask him, and he loved to have a conversation with his people. Amen. Especially his. And that's what prayer is all about. Prayer is all about. God will take care of his people. Here's a comment by an older lady. Amen. Many times, and she begins writing, and it says one of the old folks used to saying that the Lord give every bird its own food, but he doesn't throw it into the nest. The past is history. Today is a gift. That's why it is called the present. All power has been invested in you. Now take your hands out of your pocket and live this day. Amen. God invested a lot in us. We have the power and the ability to choose. We can choose health. We can choose wealth. We can choose salvation. Amen. But God give it to us, but we got to do it. We have to do it ourselves. Amen. All right. All right. We have some more time. We're getting ready to turn the corner. Amen. We have turned the corner. We're getting ready. Amen. About two or three more comments. Then we get ready to go in prayer for those that are listening, for those that are missing. Amen. There's so much happening going, coming upon the world. In God's people, we have the hope. Amen. Sometimes you have to always encourage yourself. Amen. We have the power to encourage ourselves. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, we thank God for his job. Amen. Jesus said, when he come, amen, the Holy Spirit, when he come, amen, he'll lead the world in all his truth. All right, we have some more time. You can press 1 on your phone. You'll make a comment, a passing comment. Amen. And we can always call a friend, tell a friend, let them know. Amen. If they want to listen to this message again, amen, they can go to Doctrine of Truth, blogtalkradio.com/Bishop Poole. Amen. You can go to our website, amen, www.jciministries.org, O-R-G, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And I thank God for all of you constantly, amen, being with us. Like I say, God has taken us somewhere, amen, but it always starts from a seed. Amen. One of the strongest plants in the weed in the world is a piece of grass. Amen. All those fires that are breaking out in California, amen, you watch and see. Amen. You keep watching that place they had the fire go over, and after a while you start getting that rainwater, and watch the grass come right back up the ground. Amen. Grass. Amen. God planted things as a seed. All of us have seeds in us. All right, I think we have another caller. Amen. You press 1 on your phone, and we are okay. 954-4427.
954-4427. You know, it's one of the things that I see a lot in people. Turning away from the gospel today, the true gospel, is that the enemy like for us to be isolated and to stay isolated away from the word, because he knows that by ourselves we're no match for him. And we followed Jesus, who set the examples for us. He showed us how to deal with the enemy, but he showed that never deal with the enemy by himself. Each time that he was confronted by the enemy, he used the word, and only the word, because he know any of himself, no, he was no match. And this is the thing today that believers are having the toughest time in the gospel is standing alone. And that's where the enemy wants them to be, to stand alone, not use the word. You got to keep that word. You got to meditate on it. You got to spend quality time, and you got to be consistent in your time. You know, talk about Daniel, continue to pray until he got breakthrough. And this is something I think that as believers, we get a little tired of waiting on God. We got a time schedule that we want God to meet, and when he doesn't meet that time schedule, we get a little frustrated and want to stop praying and stop studying and reading, meditating on the word. And that's when the enemy got you now in where he wants you, that you turn away from the word, because without the word, you cannot win when you're dealing with the enemy.
Amen. All right. Very good. Yes, the word of God is spirit. Amen. We are spiritual, and the enemy always come after our spirit. And we have to give him the word. We have to give him that sword of the spirit. Amen. Because we're working on spiritual warfare. Amen. Amen. All right. I think it's now we better go into prayer. We better go into prayer. All right. We have a comment and a prayer. Area code 305-4271. Amen.
Bishop,
God bless you.
I wanted to tell you about the time I used to, as a boy, I used to go to Grandma. And I don't know really what it was until this day, but Grandma always had some dessert that she made. You remember the old tea cakes? Remember that? You remember they wasn't called pancakes back in the day. They was called whole cakes and cane syrup. And Grandma would have a little piece of bacon and the way she talked to us, and it wasn't much, but at Grandma's house there was an atmosphere of just love. And I mentioned that because that's what God has for us, as the brother just was saying. You got to spend time with it, and the thing about it, you got to desire, you got to want to do it. And as you go there, you'll find it be just like Grandma's dessert, you see. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of Peter. He talked about the divine nature. That's what I like. You see, when I don't want to go, there's something that just pushes me. You understand what I'm saying? It gives you an overcoming power. And that's what the Lord has done for us. He gave us power to become sons of God. We haven't made it there yet, but we got mountains and valleys and what have you, even what the scriptures are, even yourself. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do
Amen.
It. See, that's what the gospel is for. That's why I just told somebody the other day, I said, you know what, I'm getting there's a demand for me to preach, but I just enjoy listening to somebody else talk about Jesus. It seemed to just awakes my soul. My mind start running 50 miles backward. You see what I'm saying? Because
yes,
it's such a joy for somebody else to say what he did for them. So that's what I'm looking at. This it's an overcoming. It's an ever press. That's what Paul was saying. We press towards the mark. I've been sick, isn't that so? And just start thinking about what he did for me. Sometimes the sickness get up and say, "Man, I don't want to hang around you. He just leave me." Isn't that so?
Yes,
I say, "Man, day in the morning, what kind of God is this?" Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he just makes a motion. And in closing, Bishop, we should always remember the devil hates God. He hates everybody.
You see, sir.
What I'm saying? He hates God, even from that the episode from the beginning where he lost his abode. He hates, and he's trying to destroy everybody. And once you call on Jesus, amen, you got yourself a number one enemy, and he's trying to destroy. But what he tried to do is steal that word out of your hearts. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we are. We have to walk in love, as you said. Because, listen, if you walk in love, the Lord told me your feet never touch the ground. I'm going to tell you something. You got to understand. And Brother Hester was saying, you get a revelation, it's an unsearchable risk. You can't study to get what the Holy Ghost give you. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can't study. You got to get hooked up with him, amen, and he'll tell you some wonderful things. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop, right there.
All right. Close our got a prayer. Give me a prayer. Give us a prayer before you go.
Father, we are grateful for the subject tonight. We thank you for your great love that you have for us. We thank you for all that are listening tonight. Amen. We know that in our hearts that you do love us. Amen. And at this point, you don't have to prove nothing to your people. For you have died and paid the price, and yet you're living in my soul. So we thank you, O God, for all the efforts of Bishop, and we pray you keep him on guard, give him strong judgments, amen, that he'll be able to look, amen, through the cloud, amen, and see what it's going to be. We bless you, O God, for all in Jesus' precious name, how you have taken care of us. And look on you. You, my God, you've stepped up in front of us, that you lead us and you guide us into the truth. So we praise you for it in Jesus' precious name. To the glory of God, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. God bless you. All right, we can have one more prayer. All right, 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Father God, I pray that we keep our minds clear and open, Father God, that we can hear from the Holy Spirit. Lord God, let us each day, let us, when the enemy try to keep us from coming to you, let us, Father God, put aside all things that we each day that we will come to you in prayer. And Lord God, know that prayer is the gift that you have given us, that we can always stay in contact with you, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, put our faith and our strength in communicating with you. That our prayers, Father God, let us trust in that you, knowing that you will answer our prayers, Lord God. Guide us, Father God. Let us not depend upon ourselves, but Lord God, depend upon you, that the Holy Spirit will give us a revelation knowledge directly from you, that we, Father God, may stand against the wiles of the enemy. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Those that are listening, amen. Just remember, God does so many different things, so much for us. But what we have to get into the body of Christ and accept him as our Lord and Savior, amen. You don't learn it all when you first get in, but thank God, amen. Once you make it in, amen, it's a wonderful thing to know you are a child of God and you continue to grow. Amen. Remember, the past is history. Today is a gift. That's why it is called the present. Amen. And we have all the power God has invested in us. Amen. He even given us the creative power. A man and a woman can get together and create a whole new life form. Amen. Can be a boy or a girl. God has invested a lot in us. We learn how to use it. Amen. It comes through knowing him and being a part of him. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. It's a testimony of an older lady. She was born in 1906. She was a slave, amen, a midwife, and she brought up many children of her master. And she had learned, writing this letter to all her grands and family, she said, one thing I want to leave with you, amen. They can tie my hands, I pray. They can tie my legs, I pray. They can even tie my mouth up, but I pray, my inside, amen. And God had healed her, amen, from a blood disease and a heart disease through praying. He said, I don't know too much about it. I can't speak too well. I'm not too proper in English at all because I didn't go to school that much back in those years, but I know how to pray. And God healed her to just praying. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for all of your support. Amen. Continue to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for your brothers. Pray for your sisters. Amen. If you just feel like praying, just pray. Because it goes through heaven. It's being recorded. Amen. Malachi, I say, God, what we like tonight, we're speaking. Speaking, God is writing it down in his book of remembrance, his book of jewelry. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile for you till next time. Doctrine of Truth. May God love you.